Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today's kind of a special day for us here on the show, as it's very rare that this happens, but we actually have a band on the show today. The super talented band Angelica stops by to talk with us about their music, about anything they're working on that they can talk about, and we'll just generally have a good time. As usual, I've got my lovely and talented co-host Emily with me, who booked the band, by the way, and will be leading most of the interview. So let's do this thing. Hey, Emily, what's up?
I love how you threw me under the bus just now, but that's okay. I'm good.
How did I throw you under the bus?
Emily will be, no pressure. Emily's doing all the work today, but no pressure.
I texted you, and I was like,
no, I know. I'm just playing.
I know.
Anyway,
with that, let's bring on the super talented band Angelica. Hold on just a second. Stupid bunch. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, we're good.
But we appreciate you taking a little time to come on and talk with us today.
Well, thanks for having us. We really appreciate your time.
And I think with that, I'm going to toss things over to my co-host, Emily, and let her go.
He's going to let me do the talking, so everybody just buckle in because it's going to be a mess.
Yeah, this
may
go totally and completely out of control. I don't know.
Anyway, ignoring that comment. Okay, so why don't we start with, why don't you tell everyone listening, first of all, you're all siblings, so why don't you tell a little bit about yourselves and how you kind of started singing together and stuff like that.
Okay, so this is Angelica. I'm 21 years old. I'm the older sister.
Very old.
Oh, thank you very much. that was Miles. He's our 16-year-old brother. He just turned 16. And then we have our sister. She's the middle child. She's 17 years old. Her name's Vanessa.
Say hi.
Hi.
And we all have been playing music since we were really little. I know for myself, I was 4 years old when I started playing the violin.
I think we actually all started playing violin when we were little.
You did.
I started on violin, but me and Miles didn't like violin, so Angelica's the only one stuck with it.
Yeah. And then Miles started playing drums when
I think it was five.
Yeah.
Five, yeah.
Yeah, and Vanessa actually picked up piano at what age, Beth?
Three.
Ooh.
I was a little three-year-old.
Right.
Old.
And then it kind of branched out from there. Like, we picked up guitar, each of us, and Miles has recently picked up the upright bass and ukulele. And
we've all played music separately, but our band started spontaneously when the county fair, yeah, it's 2010, this county fair just asked us to play as a band because they needed somebody, and one of our buddies just said he'll play bass for us, and we'll just all get together and kind of jam out, and we figured, hey, we like this, so we just started playing as a band.
Yeah, and it was kind of easier because, I mean, we all lived together, so we could all practice at any time, so it just kind of went from there.
Yeah, I know the feeling. My sister, I make her sing with me. She's not, like, serious about music. She just kind of did it in school. But I make her, my baby sister, Megan, I make her sing with me because I need somebody to sing harmony. So I'm like, Megan, come sing this. And it drives her crazy, but she lives with me, so I make her do it.
Right.
It just, and that's how it goes with your siblings. Cody's an only child. He doesn't have that.
Exactly.
So he doesn't understand that you can force your siblings to sing with you. Yeah,
Vanessa
said you
should get a parrot.
Yeah, do you like being the oldest, Angelica? You
I
them
am.
Around?
Oh, well, no. they say I do, but I think as we've gotten older, I think I've let them take the reins a lot, and I kind of just listen to them.
See, that's what I say. Megan says I boss her around, but I don't see it that way at all. And we're getting older now. I'm 17, Megan's 15, so I don't think I'm, like, bossy older sister. I think we pretty much are in the same, you know, place, but she thinks I'm bossy, so.
You know, well, I think it's just what we get for being the oldest, so it's okay.
Yeah, see, we get it rough. Okay, so why don't, let's see, what can we talk about? Why don't you, let's keep this in an orderly fashion. Why don't you talk about your musical, like, style, things you guys gravitate towards, like the kind of style you sing, stuff like that. Who are some of your favorite artists?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
John Mellencamp.
John Mellencamp.
Sheryl
Crow.
Sheryl Crow,
yeah.
Plain White Tees. A couple British bands. Vanessa
The Coop.
Yeah, she has found them.
Rolling Stones.
Yeah, the Beatles. We tend to do, like, pretty much every style except for screamo and rap. It's just gotten easier to tell people that.
One of my favorites for here in Nashville is Kings of Leon, because they live here. I love them so much.
Yeah.
We got it.
Arctic Monkeys and just any type of alt band, really.
Yeah, like,
and country, old country is the best.
Mm-hmm. So we kind of...
The style we play, it's not really a name for it, because, like, we have so many influences.
We're kind of just a mix of everything.
Yeah.
We're the melting pot when it comes to genre.
Yes.
We're the melting pot.
Yeah.
So you just do a little everything. Well, I have actually heard, Cody hasn't had that pleasure, but you do play a lot of everything. I can vouch for that. You got to jump around and you play a little bit of everything. I think the last time I saw you guys, you played, like, Patsy Cline and then, like, Pat Benatar in the same, like, 5 minutes.
Nah.
So I understand. Okay,
yeah, we
like... Cody, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, I watched a few of your videos and stuff while researching for this interview, and I got to say, y'all are just super talented.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
He was supposed to come to the hatchery the last night that I was there, and he didn't because he lives 2 hours from there, and he was at something. I don't know what it was. He was invited.
I think
he was
at a graduation or something. I don't remember.
I don't remember where you were, but you weren't there because I was there. Anyway, that's the point. Okay, Cody, do you have any questions? I'll let you get them in if you do.
let me see. Not that I can think of right now.
Okay, well, why don't we talk about, you guys write your own music and stuff like that, so why don't we talk about where people can find your music and stuff like that, so.
Well, I mean, we have a Reverb Nation, so you can find us on there. We have a couple originals on there that you can stream and play, and YouTube has some videos, but they're pretty old, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think YouTube's pretty old, but that's one way you can see us.
iTunes,
you can buy our music. We have three albums and one EP, and you can buy all of them on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And CD Baby and Facebook, of course. We're on Facebook, and you can follow us on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all I can think of now. I'm sure there's four sites, but I can't remember them. You got the important one.
Everywhere. Sounds like you're everywhere online. Okay, let's see. Why don't we, Cody, do you want to do some of your, like, getting to know you questions?
Yeah.
Instead of, like, we talked about music. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I always ask this question, and it's never the same for any guests we have on, what is some of the best advice you've ever gotten, whether it's musically or just in your life in general?
Really just to...
Be yourself.
Be yourself, original. Don't copy other people, and don't be afraid to just do your own thing. I mean, we've walked into places with gangster-looking people, and we're here playing alternative rock, and we're like, oh, it doesn't feel right, but we do it anyways, and, you know, they thank us for it later,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
just be original, because someone's going to be out there, and they're going to think you're cool, even if the majority doesn't.
Yeah.
So basically,
like that.
Just find yourself, and once you find yourself, just stick to being...
Yeah, be the best. Be the best
yeah.
that you can be.
Yeah, that's pretty much all we've done.
Awesome.
Try to be original and be ourselves.
Let's see if I have any other stuff for you. Now, do y'all have any pre-show rituals, like prayer or anything? Do y'all do anything
before? We don't have a little circle and dance around and pray, but
usually it's just about making sure we have everything we need, like the set list or a tuner, because Vanessa's always stealing mine. And
I know, me and Miles look at each other, Miles throws his sticks in the air, and he goes, in my face, and we scream at each other before we have a show.
We've been trying to do this thing where we work on our stage presence a little bit, and Vanessa, I know, has this other personality that she likes to be.
Oh, goodness. My name is Poppy Carlson when I'm on stage. I don't know if you know who that is. That's my alter ego.
You got to talk like her for a minute.
Hi, my name's Poppy.
That's great.
That's awesome.
That's my alter ego. It's Poppy Carlson.
Poppy Carlson. It's a British show on TV is where we got it from. Her alter ego, but...
That's awesome. All right, Em.
Oh, my turn to talk again?
Yep.
Okay.
It's back to you.
Let's see. Okay, I have another kind of fun question. So you can all three answer this, like, separately, but if you could meet or, you know, have lunch with anyone ever, they don't have to be alive currently, who would you pick?
Well, I would pick Anthony Kiedis, the lead singer from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, because I just love him, and we have the same birthday. We're both November 1st babies, so I would just want to chill with him for the day.
It's meant to be. You have the same birthday.
Yes, we have the same birthday. What about you, Miles?
Oh, God. I think I'm going to have to think about that.
I know. I had such a good answer.
Let's see.
That's hard, because there are a lot of really cool people in the world. let's see. I don't know. I think it has to be actually probably Mellencamp. I mean, John Mellencamp. He's such a musical genius, you know, and he's such, like, an amazing writer. And
he was amazing live at the Ryman.
We went to his last show, like his tour, show at, on his last tour that he'd been on, Plainspoken, and he's just brilliant. So I'd go, and I'd love to have lunch with him and just talk about how he, you know, writes and everything. So that's me. Miles.
Oh, God. You just took the one. You just said, what? Oh, yeah, Chad Smith, because he looks like Will Ferrell. He's a drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Chad Smith is a drummer. Smith, yeah. Like Will Ferrell. They're like clones for real.
And
so
he's
two
a
of
great
us,
drummer.
Oh, my God.
Two of us would love to see two Red Hot Chili Pepper members.
He's a brilliant drummer. I love his stuff.
I think I'm with Angelica, with John Mellencamp, but I never thought of that. I love that you guys like classic music, because I feel like an old person sometimes, because I'm, like, so young, but I'm like, let's listen to Pat Benatar and Journey and people like that, and I feel like people are like, who are you talking about? So
right.
I'm so glad I'm not the only, like, old fool. Nobody knows. I'm like a grandmother. Like, I'm seriously, like, an old person.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm the same way. My musical tastes range from, oh, God, you need to hear this, to, I know, please don't judge me.
Oh, but I judge him sometimes, because I'm like, I can't believe you listen to that or you have that on iTunes. Like, I cannot believe that.
Yes, you judge me. I constantly am.
That's true. But he does have pretty good musical taste. But I'm glad we're not the only ones, guys. There's five of us here, and we're not the only ones that are secretly old people. I was like, I'm 100. Okay. I'm trying to think of another fun question, something that's like a real thought. Okay. We'll do the deserted island question. That's a good one. You're on a deserted island. You can only take one thing. What are you taking with you?
A ukulele, of course. It's an island.
Oh, my God.
Take a ukulele and, you know, pull in Adam Sandler in 51st Dates and just write love songs to serenade.
Oh, goodness. That's great.
Oh. I mean, just, you know, make a love song on a ukulele and some mermaids.
Well,
and some
I'm trying to survive. So I'm very like a flint, because, you know, you got to keep warm. So, yeah. I'm sorry.
She's just a pyromaniac. He loves anything that burns.
Okay, so she would bring the ukulele, and Mom would bring the fire.
I'll bring the fire.
And I...
She brings an axe.
Like a machete or something. I don't know.
Machete. Tarzan.
Yeah, you know what? Probably. So I could, you know, hunt anything that's on the island. I can't.
She wants a machete to open up.
Yes.
We know who the realistic sibling is. No, actually, I've never had ukulele and I've never had fire before. We've had piano. People are like, I'll take my piano. Like, okay, take your piano to your island. Good luck surviving. But I've never had fire and I've never had ukulele before. That was an interesting answer.
That's a first.
That is a first.
Okay,
Cody, I'm trying to think of fun questions because I'm enjoying the fun questions.
Yeah.
Let's
I know, me too. I'm so enjoying these fun questions.
Each of you separately, do you have a favorite song, like a cover of a song that you, like is your favorite to sing, or do you not have favorites?
Rhiannon.
I have a favorite.
Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac
yes.
is the coolest single song that anybody could do, really.
Yes.
Well, in your version, we love it the way we do it.
Yeah, that's
we kind of changed it, and it's kind of conceited to say, but we just love our version of Rhiannon.
we
get happy when we play it.
Pumps us up.
I love that.
It pumps us up. It really does. It makes us feel like we're ready to go to war.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well,
yeah, I guess Rhiannon.
Is that your favorite? Like, all three of you are out of mutual agreement that that's your favorite, or do you each separately have a favorite?
Miles, do you have one?
Yeah.
That was. You know, actually, I kind of like. I know everybody does it now, but I actually kind of like doing Wagon Wheel because it's just such a feel good song, and so many people know it. And
yeah,
I mean, you dance to it. It's just one of those that just kind of makes you feel happy, I guess. But that's for me. That's Wagon Wheel.
My question is: has anyone actually seen a Wagon Wheel, and can you actually be rocked like one?
I don't think so. Like, I'm still curious
know.
Over that. To be honest, I'm still curious over that because I don't know. I love that song, too, but it always, I'm like, can you really be rocked like a wagon wheel? I mean, I don't know where that analogy came from at all, but hey.
I think he was stoned when he sang that.
When I think of wagon wheel, I always think of a rocking chair, like, for some reason.
Well, yeah, me too.
You
really
rock better in one.
Yeah.
Actually, no, that's what I think of. Like, I think of, I don't know, I don't understand the whole, like, wagon wheel analogy, but I do like that song. And it is, like, a happy, feel-good song, but I don't know. Now I'm here. I'm going to Google it. Like, that's what I'm doing right now. I'll Google it.
While we're on the subject of music and our favorite songs and stuff, this is kind of embarrassing, but I was playing, I was singing with M at the Hatchery. Can you remember this, M?
The words? Yeah, I remember.
Yes, I forgot the lyrics. I forgot the stinking lyrics. I told you so
by
Randy
Travis.
We're standing there,
and we're singing together, and I, like, sang the first verse, he's going to sing the second verse, and we, like, harmonize on the chorus. And I sang my verse, and Cody starts singing, and he just doesn't start singing. Like, it's his, he's supposed to come in, and he doesn't. And I'm like, he doesn't know the words.
And then I started singing,
and he, like, kind of caught back up, and then I kind of dropped out. But literally, like, way to give me a heart attack. Don't remember the words. Good job, Cody.
Way to give myself a heart attack.
I know, I freaked out because I was like, he's freaking out because he's nervous and he doesn't remember the words and I'm going to have to... First of all, I was off guard because Cody was like, hey, come sing with me. And I was like, okay, sure.
Well, you know, I think that's supposed to happen at least 100 times to everybody, every musician. They've got to forget a lick or forget the lyrics.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I did that. The first time I ever was on stage, I did that. And it was the scariest thing.
Yeah.
Angelica drops every stick she ever gets.
Oh, my
God. in the middle of singing, I'll just laugh at her because it's so funny.
But Angelica was like, Angelica has helped me not forget the words before. Like, I would be singing, and she would be, like, over next to me, and I would, like, look at her because I didn't remember the words. Like, I got so scared one time when I was singing, like, at the hatchery the very first time I was there, and Angelica was there, and I did not know the words. Like, I knew the song, obviously, or I wouldn't have sung it, but I got up there, and I started singing, and I, like, forgot the words. And she started singing for me and, like, got me back on track, so maybe she knows it.
It happens. I mean, it's happened to me so many times. And for me, though, whenever, like, Miles and Nessa aren't on stage with me and it's just, like, me with, like, another band, there's never anybody around to help me pick up the words.
You have to make your own words up.
Right, yeah. Or just kind of mumble.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, freaking out. I do that sometimes, though. Like, I sing songs, and I don't, like, the songs I sing all the time, I don't practice because I know them so well. And I would, like, sometimes I'll, like, get ready to sing, and I'll start singing, and I'll be like, do I know the words to this song? And I just, like, have to, like, keep going and, like, pray that it just comes out of my mouth because I can't even, like, place it. That happens to me way too often. Like, I scare myself.
Right.
If you forget the words of a song, all you need to do is start talking to the crowd. Be like, hey, yo, everybody.
Yep.
Yes. Well, Cody, except he doesn't freak out under pressure.
And it also brings up something else. It was my first time ever singing at the Hatchery. I've sang there like two or three times since. And the band didn't know of the song I'd originally planned, so we were trying to come up with some songs I could do. And I had not practiced this once. So I did a George Jones, He Stopped Loving Her Today.
Yeah.
I pulled it off well, but
to our surprise, well, I'm not practicing. You actually did good, but it's scary.
In the back of my mind, I'm going, oh, God, what's my next line? Oh, God, help me.
Oh, I've done that. Like, I was up there one time, and they were like, you want to sing again? Like, no, I didn't have four songs ready, so I'm just like, let's sing such and such. And then I, like, went and sat down, and my mom's like, do you know that song? And I was like, I hope so. I'm going to be singing it, so I hope I know it. Okay, so on the subject, sort of, not really, but do you guys, this is a question we ask most people when we have more than one guest, do you guys have any, like, not bizarre, because that's a really bad word for it, but, like, strange talents that people don't know about besides, I mean, obviously you sing and you play instruments, but, I mean, do you have any, like, strange talents that only you guys know about?
Any strange talents?
Soccer.
That's not strange.
Okay, maybe it's not strange.
Okay, how about hidden talent? Because strange talent sounds like negative. Like, any hidden talent that people don't know about.
Oh, paint. Wait. Oh, no, is that weird?
No, that's not a hidden talent.
It's hidden because not very many people know about it.
We paint. We are insanely amazing artists here. I'm just kidding.
I don't know about amazing.
No, but we do paint a lot together.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually
we work on projects together and paint and make pieces together.
Like for
but, I mean, a really strange, odd talent would probably be that, I mean, I can say my ABCs backwards. That's not really
hey, that is a hidden talent because I can't do that, so.
I can.
That's
I can.
A talent.
I don't know. I don't really know any strange talent.
Yeah, same. We're kind of.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of it.
I mean, I'm sure there are some.
It's kind of hard to
I don't
know.
Yeah,
strange talent is like squirting water out of your eyes or something.
That's nasty.
That's
full crying.
Fine, it's full crying.
You should take that show on the road. That sounds pretty great. No, I don't think I have any weird talents now that I think about it. Cause now I'm thinking about it. I don't think I do. I don't think I have any like talents that people are unaware of or people, it's a hidden talent.
Actually, that's, I mean, you speak gibberish. Okay, well, me and Miles, what we do is Miles will make a drum beat, right? And then I'll start playing some random chords, and then I'll start spitting out words, and then all of a sudden they rhyme, and we wrote a song in literally 2 minutes just from gibberish.
Well, yeah, we do that.
We
like,
do that all the time. We have so many songs written from spontaneous moments.
Yeah,
that's where all our songwriting
like,
comes from.
Yeah, every time
it all starts with a drum beat and a few chords.
Yep.
And then I just start spitting out words or Angelica does.
Yeah, we get
by here. We have a song.
That's how it comes together, really.
I guess that's the strangest thing.
Sometimes I do stuff like that. Like, I'll, like, spontaneously, like, write a song while I'm in the shower. Like, just, you know, washing my hair. And then I forget it, and it was really good, and then I can't remember what it was. Later, I can't write it down.
If I don't have my iPhone, if I can't sing it into my voice memos or something, then I'll forget it.
Yeah, like, I have to, like, I always forget. Like, I'll, like, have some great idea for a song, and I'll be in the shower or whatever, and then I get out of the shower, and it's, like, all of your deep thoughts you had while you were in there are gone, and you're, like, I have no idea where that song went. Guess it's not going to be the next best thing, because I can't remember what it was. I do that often.
Miles, I'm actually a drummer myself,
so
I understand where you're coming from there.
Yeah.
He plays guitar, too, or he's learning guitar, again.
I'm learning guitar at this point.
I gave
up. It's not going well, but I'm learning it.
That's really
cool. I literally,
cool.
like, just, I gave up on instruments. I was like, I am just going to sing. I'll just get myself a band, because the guitar did not work out, and I don't think I'm coordinated enough to, like, worry about what I'm playing on the guitar and, like, try to sing at the same time. That sounds so dumb, but it's true. I'm not that multifunctional. That's a good one.
I can't sing and play at the same time.
Multifunctional sounds better than uncoordinated, so we'll go with multifunctional, because I like that better.
Okay.
There we go. That'll work.
Yep.
Okay, let me think. What's another fun question? I'm liking the weird kind of questions. Well, we can talk. We always talk with our guests about TV. So do you guys have, what are your favorite shows? What are you watching right now? Like, what's on your DVR that you're really into?
Like, right now, it's on Spike, but Lip Sync Battle, we've been watching that. Yeah,
I love that.
I love that show. It's so funny.
Did
it's
you
so
see
funny.
Derek and Julianne Hough on there?
No, not yet.
No, not yet.
You should just watch the runs on YouTube.
Oh, man, you need to see it. Oh,
we
need
to
tell.
We love it. We love watching that. It just cracks us up.
There used to be some show on, I can't remember what it's called, on CMT, where they, like, would give you, like, a category, and then you, like, they gave you categories, you picked a category, and then you, like, they would start a song, and you had to, like, fill in the words, but I can't remember what it's called, but I was into that.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I haven't seen that show in a while either.
Me either. I haven't seen it in a long time. It must not be on anymore. But it was on CMT. I just don't know what it was called.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm so surprised.
Actually, a lot of the time, we do watch a lot of, like, that Guitar Center sessions,
so,
I guess.
Yes, yeah, we
Really, it doesn't even really matter who the artist is. But, you know, when they do, like, the interviews and stuff, we kind of just like hearing about how they made it and what kind of inspires them with their writing and different things like that. But that's another thing that we kind of watch a lot of.
No,
I like
in a time, I mean...
Go ahead, Tony, I'll talk after.
In a time, I mean, we've had a few singers and stuff on the show, and I love hearing the stories of how they're trying to make it, whatever, you know. I just love those kind of stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really...
They have
really,
this show, what's that show, I can't remember what it's called either, but where, like, they come, like, is it CMT, like, Crossroads or something like that, where it's, like, two different artists from completely different genres,
mm-hmm.
and they, like, teach together?
Yeah, it's Crossroads.
Talking about?
That's so good.
You don't know.
I can't. Nah, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I don't know the name, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I really like those, though. I'm trying to think of somebody that's been on there. Cody, I haven't been watching, like, anything. I haven't been watching TV. I've been moving and not being at home because I don't like going home now that I'm close to my grandparents. I just stay at their house all the time and bother them. So I haven't been watching a lot, but that's something I really like those, and you can find a bunch of them on YouTube. Like, I think there was, like, a Sarah Evans and Maroon 5 one that was really good, but it was a long time ago. I don't even know if they still make new ones of that. Anyway, Squirrel, Emily sidetracked by a shiny object.
Y'all, we've only got a few seconds left, so I wanted to thank y'all for taking a little time to come on and talk with us today. And y'all have got an open invitation back to the show anytime.
Well,
thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it was
awesome.
We had some interesting conversation for sure.
Great. And like I said, y'all are more than welcome back anytime. So.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you
from Poppy.
And the link that the show, like the link that Cody's been tweeting, is like a shareable link. So if you like click on it after this podcast ends, that'll be like an archived link, so you can listen back and you can share it on your social media and stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
They were fun.
I told you. What did I tell you? You missed
it. They were so fun.
They're really awesome. That was a lot of fun, actually. I think that's like the most productive interview we've had in a while. Second of all, most entertaining, because it's been a while since we've had that much fun. That was great. What was I going to say? No, seriously, they're so much fun, and they're really great. I've seen them in person a couple of times, and they put on a great show. You missed out.
I agree.
That's okay. Next time. We'll all go to the hatchery when I visit in Dixon, and we'll see them then. There you go.
Sweet.
I made it all better now. Okay.
Yes, you did.
I lied. You can do announcements, because I don't know the announcements.
Hey.
I mean, I do, but I'm not. The calendar is enhanced this morning. The calendar is enhanced full, and I'm not, so I don't. I'm kind of.
Gotcha. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm at my grandparents' right now, and the calendar's on the wall at my house, so that's the only way I ever know what's going on anyway, so, you know.
Never mind.
Anyway. Never mind, Emily. Cody will do announcements.
Yes, I'll do announcements right quick. Okay, let's see. We've got a busy week coming up next week. A very busy week, actually.
What's new?
Three shows next week.
Great, thanks.
We have on Monday the 29th, we have a singer-songwriter, Julie Gibb, joining us. And that next day, the 30th, we have a returning guest who you haven't had a chance to talk with yet.
I remember why I wasn't there now. I remember.
Why? Because I don't.
That was the day that I met Mike and Dennis and Clyde, and I was like, I left school and I went to sing, and I was there for like hours and hours
and
hours.
I remember now. I do remember that.
I was actually doing something productive, guys, so I have an excuse.
And that's the 30th. That's next Tuesday with Laura Ashley. And in the 2nd, we have, let's see, who do we have on the 2nd?
I'm going to find out.
Hold on.
And Julie Gibb on the 2nd, Cody?
No, that's the 29th. That's Monday.
Oh, was I supposed to not announce that in that case? Oops.
That's Monday. I'm going to find out.
Who's on the 2nd? Oh, Ashley Taylor is the 2nd, isn't she?
No, she's not. Oh, yes, we have a country music duo, Heartland Ray on the 2nd. They are best friends from Arizona, and I wasn't gonna announce the Ashley Taylor interview until I actually created the link. So,
but Emily opened her big mouth anyway. So sorry, guys.
I forget you even heard that.
Forget you heard it. Nobody listens at this point. We're in BS hour. Can I tell a fun story? Is that all the answer? Okay.
In a matter of 10 minutes,
today,
you can, yes.
So today I wore a like hot pink like kind of crop top thing under my shirt. Like not like I don't know what to call it. Anyway, it's like hot pink like fuchsia, and it's like a tank top. And I wore this under my shirt, and then I got all sweaty. I went to the gym and stuff. I came home tonight, took a shower, and my entire like rib cage, like right around my ribs and my back, is hot pink from the dye and whatever, like, and what I was wearing. I freaked out because I was like, what's on me? And then I realized it was the dye from my top. So Emily had an interesting time scrubbing that off. Still not gone. Still looks like I have some weird purple rash, but that's cool. Just in case anyone was curious. I thought it was amazing, so I thought I'd share. Also, I have an announcement, but we don't know when yet. But Cody and I are going to do a special, like, show. I don't know what we're going to call it yet. And we might post it as a YouTube video. I'm not sure yet. I found this thing on Tumblr last night, and it's, like, 25 questions, and each one involves a song. So, like, a song, your favorite song with a color in the title, your favorite song with a name in the title, what is, like, a song that has important meaning to you, a song that makes you think of someone that you'd mm-hmm. rather not think about,
a song. The theme is basically a song, pretty much.
Yeah, basically. Every question starts with a song. Mm-hmm. And some of them are, like, songs that make you happy, songs that make you want to dance, songs that make you sad, and it's, like, your favorite of each one of the categories. And since we've been having a ton of musical guests, recently.
That could be never-ending for me.
Yeah. So I'll go first. I'm calling dibs, but no, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
But I actually
that
think
that... That could be never-ending for me.
Yeah, so I thought it would be super fun for us to do, and I'm thinking I'm going to... Actually, I have two ideas. Idea number one was that we do it as a show, which we can still do, and then I was thinking that each of us could, like, record a separate, like, video for YouTube talking
YouTube
about
videos,
ours, and then I could edit them together and put it on our blog channel. We are officially live on YouTube. We had an email, like a Weekdays with Smurf email, but we didn't have the actual channel set up. I set
mm-hmm.
it up. We are Weekdays
but
with Smurf.
But we are officially
blog.
Live, people.
Yeah, we're officially live. We have channel artwork and all. And Cody's actually
mm-hmm.
cool with the pink, which makes me so happy because I made our artwork pink and white and green. Cause,
yeah,
hey,
I don't care.
It
I mean,
on the,
it is
it
what it
really
is.
Good against black. I was going to do blue, but it didn't look that
right.
great. So
blue
Cody's
and black
actually
probably wouldn't.
Yeah, it didn't work. And the yellow looked kind of nasty, so I, like, made it green and pink and white. But Cody was actually very cool with the pink artwork. He actually likes the pink, so...
I didn't
we have
care.
Even channel art. We have a picture, and you can find us on YouTube. Cody is supposed to be, I don't know if he's doing it, he's supposed to be uploading videos of the three of us, not the three of us, the two of us, and videos of me and videos of him separately all to YouTube today, so I can download them and edit them into a vlog. Like, I'm going to take a snippet from each thing and put it all together and post
right.
it as, like, our hatchery vlog and post some pictures, put some pictures in there. I'll have an editing field day, basically. And I have
yes,
a little bit of footage of me from during the day, like when I was driving to go get something, where I'm talking
mm-hmm.
to the camera, but I don't think I have. I think that's all I have. So if you have pictures from your drive or anything like that, send them to me, and I'll put it all together.
Alrighty.
And we'll have a fun little video. And then we also have, we're going to do some tag videos. Like, we really want to do the best friend tag, but you have to be together for that, like in the same room. So
mm-hmm.
when we
but...
see each other, we'll... try to do the best friend tag.
Yep, we
and
will.
And we're hoping to go see the Springs in July, so we'll vlog that day, hopefully, if that happens.
It's
so,
like, it's July, but they'll be there either the 18th or the 19th of July, so.
I thought it was the 24th.
Mm-mm.
Maybe you're right.
Oh.
No, you're right.
Oh, you mean down in Alabama?
I'm talking about Nashville. Oh, I was talking about at the Flo-Bama because that's like an hour from, or an hour and a half from you and an hour and a half from me, so it's like
I'm talking about to Nashville.
See, that was our miscommunication. Well, I'm 3.5 hours-ish from Nashville, which is the same
okay,
as you.
Then we'll
and,
go,
by,
and then we'll go
what?
Down to Flo-Bama then. Okay, sound with me.
Yeah, because I was thinking it was closer if we went to out in Florence.
It is closer to me, yeah, I think, yeah.
Yeah,
it's definitely
it's like
make.
The same distance. It's halfway between us. Like, it's the same distance, I think. So, anyway, we will vlog that is the moral of the story. So, we're trying to gather a compilation on our channel. So, I'll make Cody film a video of himself, like, sort of like a welcome to the vlog channel thing, and I'll do one, and then I'll put them together. But hopefully we can get together at some point and do some cool videos, like the best friend tag. So, we'll see.
Right.
Maybe when I come visit, we can do it.
Maybe.
Anyway, I'll set up now. I'm rambling, I know.
You want to I want to end the madness.
Always.
All right, I'll talk to you later, girl.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the interview with the hilarious band Angelica. Those people are probably some of the most hilarious guests we've ever had. Let's see. And I think I heard all the announcements, but I'll just go over them again in case some of you might have missed them. Next week, we'll be extremely busy next week. Three shows next week. On the 29th, we have a singer-songwriter, Julie Gibb, with us. The 30th, which is at 29th on a Monday, 30th on a Tuesday. So that Tuesday, we will have a singer-songwriter, Laura Ashley, coming back. So Emily can get a chance to talk with her. And in the second, we have a country music duo, Heartland Ray, on the show with us. And Em spilled the beans a little while ago, but I save that for a later date. Another announcement for a later date. So I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. And you've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.